Quill talking to us there about how some U.S. troops stationed in Iraq and Afghanistan feel about tomorrow's election. But as the world's Katie Clark reports now, it's not always that easy for military absentee voters to cast their ballots.
There are 6 million potential U.S. voters living overseas. 1.4 million of them are in the military. Don Johnson used to be one of them. Johnson served in the Army for 26 years. He now runs a nonprofit called Count Us In. The group's dedicated to trying to get more military personnel to vote. Johnson understands it's an uphill battle. That's especially true given the fact that members of the military typically move every couple of years. And for much of the past 7 years anyway, a lot of that moving has been into and out of Afghanistan and Iraq. Johnson says the absentee voting process is broken.
So bad is it that in 2006, in a report done by the Election Assistance Commission and the Department of Defense Inspector General's office, they estimated that only 5.5% of the military and overseas civilians were actually able to cast a ballot that counted in the 2006 elections, and that's pretty sad.
That figure is disputed by the Pentagon's Federal Voting Assistance Program. Still, most agree that the absentee voting process is fraught with problems. Mainly, it takes too long. State election officials suggest that members of the military wanting to vote absentee should request a ballot 45 days before the election, but often ballots aren't ready then. And with all but a few exceptions, each step from requesting an absentee ballot to getting the completed form mailed back to state election officials is still done by mail.
Any system that depends upon finding the individual soldier and delivering a piece of paper is going to fail a significant percentage of the time.
Samuel Wright has been advocating for reform in the absentee voting system for over 30 years. He's with a grassroots pro-military organization called the National Defense Committee. Wright says that in today's electronic age, snail mail is not the way to ensure that the men and women fighting overseas have their own votes counted back home. But any solution has to come at the local level because elections are run by the states. And Wright says it's hard to change public policy based on something that people only get fired up about once every few years. Michael Caudill-Fagan with the Pew Center's Making Voting Work initiative agrees.
This is a relatively invisible population of voters. They're dispersed across the globe. They're not a significant element of the electorate in any congressional or state legislative district.
That said, Caudill-Fagan says a few states are taking the lead when it comes to reforming the absentee voting system. He notes that Georgia, Kentucky, Minnesota, New Jersey, Virginia, and West Virginia now send out their blank ballots via fax and email.
That can cut the transit time in half and therefore make it much more likely that they can return the ballot in time to be counted.
Many say the ideal is to have each step of the voting process done electronically. States have been reluctant to embrace this solution, though, particularly when it comes to returning completed ballots. They worry about ensuring the voters' privacy. Polly Brunelli heads the DOD's Federal Voting Assistance Program. She says she's in favor of anything that will make it easier for members of the military to vote. That includes returning completed ballots electronically.
I think eventually it'll be an alternative for our voters. What we want to do is allow the voters to use whatever they're comfortable with. As we're moving more and more to electronic processes and people are becoming more comfortable with it, the ones that want to use that kind of a system should be able to use it.
But that's not going to happen before tomorrow's vote. For The World, this is Katie Clark.